Page 34. Wit you well, Sir Knight, for the love of La Beale Isoud, I will be there, and else not, for I will not have ado in King Arthur's court. Sir, said Dinadan, I shall ride with you and do you service, so ye will tell me your name. Sir, ye shall understand my name is Sir Palamedes, brother to Safer, the good and noble knight, and Sir Segwarides, and I, we be Saracens born of father and mother. Sir, said Sir Dinadan, I thank you much for the telling of your name, for I am glad of that I know your name, and I promise you by the faith of my body, ye shall not be hurt by me, by my will, but rather be advanced, and thereto will I help you with all my power. I promise you, doubt ye not. And certainly on my life ye shall win great worship in the court of King Arthur, and be right welcome. So then they dressed on their helms, and put on their shields, and mounted upon their horses, and took the broad way toward Camelot. And then were they aware of a castle that was fair and rich, and also passing strong as any was within this realm. Chapter 17. How Sir Lamorack jousted with divers knights of the castle wherein was Morgan le Fay. Sir Palamedes, said Dinadan, here is a castle that I know well, and therein dwelleth Queen Morgan le Fay, King Arthur's sister. And King Arthur gave her this castle, the which he hath repenteth him sithen 1,000 times. For sithen King Arthur and she have been at debate and strife, but this castle could he never get nor win of her by no manner of engine. And ever as she might, she made war on King Arthur, and all dangerous knights she withholdeth with her, for to destroy all these knights that King Arthur loveth. And there shall no knight pass this way, but he must joust with one knight, or with two, or with three. Page 35. And if it hap that King Arthur's knight be beaten, he shall lose his horse, and his harness, and all that he hath. And hard it if that he escape, but that he shall be prisoner. So God me help, said Palamedes, that is a shameful custom, and a villainous usance for a queen to use, and namely to make such war upon her own lord, that is called the flower of chivalry, that is Christian or heathen. And with all my heart I would destroy that shameful custom. And I will that all the world wit she shall have no service of me. And if she send out any knights, as I suppose she will, for me to joust, they shall have both their hands full. And I shall not fail you, said Sir Dinadan, unto my puissance upon my life. So as they stood on horseback afore the castle, there came a knight with a red shield, and two squires after him. And he came straight unto Sir Palamedes, the good knight, and said to him, Fair and gentle knight errant, I require thee for the love thou owest unto knighthood, that ye will not have ado here with these men of this castle. For this were Sir Lamorack that thus said, For I came hither to seek this deed, and it is my request, and therefore I beseech you, knight, let me deal, and if I be beaten, revenge me. In the name of God, said Sir Palamedes, let's see how ye will speed, and we shall behold you. Then anon came forth a knight of the castle, and proffered to joust with the knight with the red shield. Anon they encountered together, and he with the red shield smote him so hard that he bare him over to the earth. Therewith anon came another knight of the castle, and he was smitten so sore that he avoided his saddle. And forthwithal came the third knight, and the knight with the red shield smote him to the ground. Then came Sir Palamedes, and besought him that he might help him to joust. Fair knight, said he unto him, suffer me as at this time to have my will. For, and they were 20 knights, I shall not doubt them. Page 36. And ever there were upon the walls of the castle many lords and ladies that cried and said, well have ye jousted, knight, with the red shield. But as soon as the knight had smitten them down, his squire took their horses and avoided their saddles and bridles of the horses, and turned them into the forest, and made the knight to be kept to the end of the jousts. Right so came out of the castle the fourth knight, and freshly proffered to joust with the knight with the red shield, and he was ready, and he smote him so hard that horse and man fell to the earth, and the knight's back brake with the fall, and his neck also. O Jesu, said Palamedes, that yonder is a passing good knight, and the best jouster that ever I saw. By my head, said Sir Dinadan, he is as good as ever was Sir Lancelot or Sir Tristram, what knight somever he be. Chapter 18. How Sir Palamedes would have jousted for Sir Lamorak with the knights of the castle. Then forthwithal came a knight out of the castle, with a shield banded and black and with white. And anon the knight with the red shield and he encountered so hard that he smote the knight of the castle through the bended shield and through the body and brake the horse's back. Fair knight, said Sir Palamedes, ye have overmuch on hand. Therefore I pray you let me joust, for ye have need to be reposed. Why, sir, said the knight, seem ye that I am weak and feeble? And, sir, methinketh ye proffer me wrong, and to me shame when I do well enough. I tell you now as I told you erst, for, and they were 20 knights, I shall beat them. And if I be beaten or slain, then may ye revenge me. And if ye think that I be weary, and ye have an appetite to joust with me, I shall find you jousting enough. Sir, said Palamedes, I said it not because I would joust with you, but meseemeth that ye have overmuch on hand. There is a note on page 36, erst before. Return to text. Page 37. And therefore, and ye were gentle, said the knight with the red shield, ye should not proffer me shame. Therefore I require you to joust with me, and ye shall find that I am not weary. Sith ye require me, said Palamedes, take keep to yourself. Then they two knights came together as fast as their horses might run, and the knight smote Sir Palamedes so sore on the shield that the spear went into his side a great wound, and a perilous. And therewithal Sir Palamedes avoided his saddle. And that knight turned unto Sir Dinadan, and when he saw him coming, he cried aloud and said, sir, I will not have ado with you. But for that he let it not, but came straight upon him. So Sir Dinadan for shame put forth his spear, and all shivered it upon the knight. But he smote Sir Dinadan again, so hard that he smote him clean from his saddle. But their horses would not suffer his squires to meddle with, and because they were knight-errants. Then he dressed him again to the castle, and jousted with 7 knights more, and there was none of them might withstand him. But he
Note 1.
Bare him to the earth. And of these 12 knights he slew in plain jousts 4. And the 8 knights he made them to swear on the cross of a sword that they would never use the evil customs of the castle. And when he had made them to swear that oath, he let them pass. And ever stood the lords and the ladies on the castle walls, crying and saying, knight with the red shield, ye have marvelously well done as ever we saw knight do. And therewith came a knight out of the castle unarmed, and said, Knight with the red shield, overmuch damage hast thou done to us this day. Therefore, return whither thou wilt, for here are no more will have ado with thee, for we repent sore that ever thou camest here. For by thee is foredone the old custom of this castle. Page 38. And with that word he turned again into the castle and shut the gates. Then the knight with the red shield turned and called his squires, and so passed forth on his way, and rode a great pace. And when he was past, Sir Palamedes went to Sir Dinadan and said, I have never such a shame of one knight that ever I met, and therefore I cast me to ride after him, and to be revenged with my sword, for on horseback I deem I shall get no worship of him. Sir Palamedes, said Sir Dinadan, ye shall not meddle with him by my counsel, for ye shall get no worship of him, and for this cause ye have seen him this day, have had overmuch to do, and overmuch travailed. By Almighty Jesu, said Palamedes, I shall never be at ease till that I have had ado with him. Sir, said Dinadan, I shall give you my beholding. Well, said Palamedes, then shall ye see how we shall redress our mights. So they took their horses of their varlets, and rode after the knight with the red shield, and down in a valley beside a fountain they were where he was alit to repose him, and had done off his helm for to drink at the well. Chapter 19. How Sir Lamorack jousted with Sir Palamedes, and hurt him grievously. Then Palamedes rode fast till he came nigh him, and then he said, Knight, remember ye of the shame ye did to me right now at the castle? Therefore dress thee, for I will have ado with thee. Fair knight, said he to Palamedes, of me ye win no worship, for ye have seen this day that I have been travailed sore. As for that, said Palamedes, I will not let, for wit ye well I will be revenged. Well, said the knight, I may happen to endure you. Page 39. And therewithal he mounted upon his horse, and took a great spear in his hand, ready for the joust, for to joust. Nay, said Palamedes, I will not joust, for I am sure at jousting I get no prize. Fair knight, said that knight, it would beseem a knight to joust and to fight on horseback. Ye shall see what I will do, said Palamedes. And therewith he alit down upon foot, and dressed his shield afore him, and pulled out his sword. Then the knight, with the red shield, descended down from his horse, and dressed his shield afore him. And so he drew out his sword. And then they came together a soft pace, and wonderly they lashed together, passing thick the mountenance of an hour or ever they breathe. Then they traced and traversed and waxed wonderly wroth, and either be light, other death. They hew so fast with their swords that they cut in down half their swords and mails, that the bare flesh in some place stood above their harness. And when Sir Palamedes beheld his fellow's sword overhilled with his blood, it grieved him sore. Some while they foined, some while they struck as wild men. But at the last Sir Palamedes waxed faint, because of his first wound that he had at the castle with a spear, for that wound grieved him wonderly sore. Fair knight, said Palamedes, meseemeth we have assayed either other passing sore, and if it may please thee, I require thee of thy knighthood, tell me thy name. Sir, said the knight to Palamedes, that is me loath to do, for thou hast done me wrong, and no knighthood to proffer me battle, considering my great travail. But, and thou wilt tell me thy name, I will tell thee mine. Sir, said he, wit thou well my name is Palamedes. Ah, sir, ye shall understand my name is Sir Lamorak de Gales, son and heir unto the good knight and king, per Sir Pellinore, King Pellinore, and Sir Tor, the good knight, is my half-brother. When Sir Palamedes heard him say so, he kneeled down and asked mercy, for outrageously have I done to you this day, considering the great deeds of arms I have seen you do. Shamefully and unknightly I have required you to do battle. There's a note on the bottom of page 39, behight, promised. Return to text.